Avogodol Elokeinu. When I call out the name of Hashem, give praise to Hashem. So what does that mean? So the Gemara in Brachas on Chaf Amid Beis discusses, I'm sorry, on Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph, I meant Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph. The Gemara says, Minayin Lebrikas HaTorah L'fanem Min HaTorah. How do you know that Brikas HaTorah is a daraisa? So the Gemara says, "Shenemar Hishem Hashem Ekru Havogodol Elokeinu." That when I call out Shem Hashem, you should give praise. So what does that have to do with Limud Torah? Maybe that's only if you call out Shem Hashem. So the Marsha on page 3 says in the bottom. Minayin Brikas HaTorah Matzotzi Kosev V'Hachim Mashma Lei Brikas HaTorah K'Shem Hashem Eko Tainu K'Shani Kore B'Torah Shikul Shem Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shekol HaTorah Os Yoseh Yishmosev Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, the famous Ramban, the beginning of Rashis, that really all the Torah is Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning we have the Torah, Bereshis, Bara, Elokim, it's divided in a certain way. But there's another way to divide the Torah, with the same letters, based on the Shemus of Hashem. Because we, and Bereshis is one word, and then Bara is the second word. But who says? Maybe there's another way of dividing it, having Bereshis and Bar in the same word. And the Aleph, you know what I mean? There are different ways of so there's a way of dividing the Torah based on what makes sense in this world, and then there's another way of understanding the Torah based on the, you know, almost alyonim of the Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the whole Torah is the Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it says the Marsha, that's Pshat. Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, when you're going to learn Torah, which is the Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and before you learn, Havogodol Elokeinu, give praise to Hashem. And hence, we say Birkas HaTorah before we give praise to Hashem, before we read the Torah, because the Torah is Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Kishem Hashem HaEkra, Havogodol Elokeinu. Now, we know that there are Tariag Mitzvahs, and the Rambam wrote a sefer listing all the Tariag Mitzvahs. So the Ramban says that the Rambam missed a couple. Like one of the most famous ones is what? Yeah, Mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. That the Rambam didn't list in the 613, and the Ramban had a Hasaga. He said you should have listed that. So another one is Birkas HaTorah. That he missed Birkas HaTorah. And that's what the Ramban read in Mitzvah Tezvav. Again, he's making a list of the mitzvahs that the Rambam deleted. Obviously, the Rambam had a reason why he deleted them, and each one has its own explanation. But the Ramban disagrees with that. He thinks that he should have. So he says, "Shenitzavinu lahodos l'shmo yisbarach b'chol eish shenikra b'torah alatov avdola shosol lano misito torah so eleinu." Because before we learn Torah, we have to give praise to Hashem, and that's a mitzvah, and that's from this pasuk of Kishem Hashem Ekra of Avogodol Elokeinu, which the Ramban learns is it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Now, it's interesting, there's a machlokes, the Mechaber and the Gra in Hilchas Birkas HaTorah. The Mechaber says that you only say Birkas HaTorah when you actually speak the words of Torah. But if you're just thinking, then even though it might be a mitzvah, but say you wake up in the morning and you're thinking words of Torah, but you're not articulating them, so the Mechaber paskins, you don't say Birkas HaTorah. The Gros says you do, the Mechaber says you don't. And some explain that that's the idea of Kishem Hashem Ekra, that only if you call out Shema, the words of Torah, so then Havogadol Elokeinu. So it's a din in the articulation of the words of Torah according to the Mechaber, that you have to make a Birkas HaTorah. Now this idea is discussed also in the Gemara Sanhedrin based on a pasuk in Iyov. In pasuk in Iyov on page 5, he says, Ki Adam La'omol Yulot. A person is created to what? To toil. A person is created to toil. Adam la'omol yulot. So the question is, what does that mean? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin on page 6, Sadi Testament days, says, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Kol Adam la'omol nivra. Everyone is created to toil. Shenemar ki Adam la'omol yulot. Eini yodei im la'omol per nivra, im la'omol malacha nivra. So I don't know what it means. Is it amal peh, or is it amal malacha? Is it to work with your mouth, or is it to work with your body, to do physical labor? Shu omer ki akaf alav pihu, have omer la'olam amal peh nevra. That it's the amal peh. So the question is, v'adai ein yodei l'amal Torah l'amal sicha? What does it mean? To talk Divrei Torah, or is it to talk to stam talk? So Omer liyomush sefer Torah zabi picha, have Omer laomel Torah nivra. So a person is created laomel, and the Gemara says laomel is the omel peh, is the speaking of the words of Torah, and that works in good as those that point out that the Birkas HaTorah, like the Mechaber Shita, is what dafka what kishem Hashem ekra. Only when you're speaking it out. And that works in very good, because the famous Targum Unculus on the Pasuk in Bereishis, Vayitzer Hashem Elokim es ha'odom ofer min ha'adoma, Vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim, Vayihi ha'odom lenefesh chaya. Hashem blew into the man nishmas chayim. In fact, some of the Hasidic Sfarim say that's why we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. It's that Vayipach Ba'apav, Nishmas Chaim. But the famous Unculus, what does it mean, Vahi Adam Lenefesh Chaya? So Unculus says, L'ruach Memalala. There was a speaking, Memalal is to speak. Ruach Memalala means a speaking creation. It means man can speak. That's his Mila above the Behemah, right? The Kuzari discusses the domain, the Tzomeach, the Chai, and the Medaber, and the Yisrael. So he has that Maila of Dibur, the Ruach Chaya. And that's Adam La'omol Yulot. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, it means Amol Peh. And Amol Peh means the speaking of Divrei Torah. And in fact, it's interesting that the Ashavar quotes from the Mishnah in Bava Kama on page 9. It says Arba Ovos Nezikin, Ashor V'Abor V'Mava V'Hever. So Ashor is an animal that gores. A bor is a pit that someone falls into. Hever is fire, but what's Mava? So it's a machlokus in the Gemara. And one opinion says that Mava, Rav says Mava is a Adam, Shmuel says Mava is a Hashem on Gimel Amud Beis. But the opinion that says Mave is Adam. Why is Mave Adam? Because the pasuk says in Yeshaya, Amar Shomer Asa Boker V'Gam Laila Im Tivayun Ba'oyu. That Mave means Tivayun, means to pray, to beseech Hashem. So man, as the Oshiva writes in the Be'er Moshe on page 11, that Dibur is the Mahus Adam. So Mave means the speaker, the beseecher. So when the Mishnah in Bava Kama wants to refer to Adam, he calls him Mave, because Mave is the speaker, the beseecher. And that's how man is called, because that is what man is all about, is his Koach HaDibur. His Koach HaDibur. And it's interesting, what's always fascinating to me is the Netziv's point on page 12 and 13, is that, you know, we just, in Parshas Hazidu, we read, Rakishem Hashem Ekro HaVogodol Olkeinu, right? That what would you say? That's Birkas HaTorah. And we explain the Marsha says, because Kol HaTorah Kula Shmosov Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Kishem Hashem Ekro, when he's learned Torah, which is Shmosov Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaVogodol Olkeinu. But the question that the Netziv is going to raise here in Parshas Vayelech is that why in the world is Moshe Rabbeinu first starting to make Birkas HaTorah in Hazidu? I mean, it's almost over. You know, we make Birkas HaTorah first thing in the morning before we learn. Right? And here, it's like just before everything's over, he's making a Birkas HaTorah. So he says like this. He says like, just listen carefully. So the Tziv writes on page 12, Atak Yisvu Lachem Es Hashir HaZos. It means like this. Normally, what was different? Parshas Hashir HaZos is Parshas Hazinu. Meaning normally, when Hashem gave Moshe the Torah, he spoke it to Klal Yisrael, and then he wrote it down. But Parshas Hazinu, Hashem says, no, first write it down, and then read it from the Sefer Torah. Different than everything else. And everything else, Hashem was telling to Moshe, so he was speaking it out first, and then it was written down. And Parshas Hazinu, Atah Kisvu Lachem, write it first, and then read it from the Sefer Torah to Klal Yisrael. That's what the Netziv writes. So the Netziv says, the Netziv says an unbelievable thing. There's a concept. Show you the line. Here, look on the second column of the Hamik Dover here on page 12. That begins Hainu. Hainu Mishim Sha'ad Ko Hayam Ba'ofen Shashchina Baderberes Mitoch Grono. Fuderch Nisi. You see, till now, when Moshe was getting the Torah, when he opened his mouth, it wasn't him speaking. It was the Shekhinah speaking through his mouth. So it was miraculous. But here was the first time that it wasn't Shekhinah Medaberes Mitoch Grono. It's that he wrote it down, and then he read it from the Torah. It wasn't that it was Hashem's voice. It was his voice. So says the Netziv, till now, the Torah that Moshe said to the people was Vederach Neis, of Shekhinah Medaberes Mitoch Grono. On that Torah, you don't make a bracha. Whereas the bracha that you make on Torah is the Torah that you put effort into. Omol. Adam la omol yula the omol peh. But the Derech Neis, that doesn't need a bracha. That doesn't need a bracha. Chach lo brecha la Torah b'shah, shayis a Derech Neis. Masha'enkin shiris hazinu, when Hazina was Kriya Shemitoch Shav Shalom Derech Neis, and Remela, that was a different story. And therefore you make Birkas HaTorah now. So that's why in Parshas Hazinu, it wasn't Derech Neis anymore, Kishem Hashem Ekra. Now is Birkas HaTorah, even though it sounds a little strange. But now this Torah is no longer on Derech Neis, there's going to be a Birkas HaTorah. There's another interesting point that's made in the Targum, Yonasan Ben Uziel. The Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel on page 14. says, here, this is Rabbi Wein's father. He wrote a parish on the Targum Yonasan and the different Targum. So we can read the Hebrew. On the right side is the Aramaic Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel, Yud Bei Zayin Yonasan Ben Uziel, and the left side is the Hebrew translation. So he says, "Oy lahem l'rishayim ha'maskirim shem ha'kodesh b'lzuzulim, ki Moshe she'rabim shal Yisrael lo haya efshar lo l'haskir as Hashem ha'kodesh ad she'yeh mechanech piv b'tchilos ha'shirer b'shmonim v'chamisha osios she'hen esim v'echad milim." He says that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say Shem Hashem until he said 85 osios. That's the, as they point out, minyan peh. And then it's Hashem Hashem. Or Kishem Hashem. And then it says Kishem Hashem. But before that, he had to cleanse out his mouth, so to speak. So before Kishem Hashem Ekra, there are 85 letters and 21 words. Why 21 words? So that's based on the Sifrei. Because the Sifrei says, from the next page, that Malachi Asharis, they don't say Shem Hashem until they say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. And then Hashem Tzvokos. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, I should be like a seventh of a Malach. So Malach, you can do it with three, I'll do it with 21. So 21 words before Kishem Hashem Ekra. But the point being is that since the Torah is the Peh, comes out from the Peh, it's the Amal Peh, so we have to cleanse it before what? Before we say Divrei Torah. Because that, Rambam says, is the ikar of the Adam L'Amal Yulad, is he was created to speak Divrei Torah. And that's a tremendous thing. You know, when you're learning, a person's into learning will always have Divrei Torah to say over. You know, and he wants to share the Divrei Torah, and he's excited about the Divrei Torah. Because if not, you know, what are you going to talk about? You know, you end up talking about Lashon Hara and things that are, you know. But if, in other words, the man has a need to speak. That's who he is. He's a medaber. So the question is, what are you going to speak about? So if you don't have the Torah to speak about, you know, there are other things to speak about that are not so good to speak about. And that's why we have to make sure that if Torah is coming out of our mouths, that our mouths are proper, that they're cleansed, they're clean, we don't say things that are improper, divrei nevola, divrei sheker, divrei lashon hara, all these things. And in fact, the Archaim HaKadosh says, in Derech Remez, in Parshas Pinchas, on page 16, on the pasuk, Lufuva Mishpachas Hapuni. So he asked the Kasha, shouldn't it be Mishpachas Hapuvi? Like, right, what's the puni? So he says, puva is lashon peh. And puni is to mefane, is to get rid of the non-good things. So he says, if you want a peh that's going to speak divrei Torah, then it has to be puni, you have to be mefane, the other things from it that are not proper. That are not proper. And in fact, there's a very interesting word that I saw the Satmar Rebbe, Rebbe Berech Moshe, says from his uncle, the What does it mean? We say it's by Siyam. On page 17, the Gemara Brachos. Here some Fanecha. Well then, Aninu Fanecha Hashem Alokai Shesam Techelki Miyoshrei Beis Habedrash Velosam Techelki Miyoshrei Kronos. Shani Meshkim Anu Anu Meshkim L'Dvar Torah Vehi Meshkim L'Dvar B'Talem. So it's interesting. It doesn't say that I learn Torah, they don't. It mentions it. It emphasizes one thing. What word? Mashkimim. I get up early and learn Divrei Torah, and they get up early to do other things that are not so important. So, what's the idea of Mashkimim? Why is it so important that we get up early? Why did you say Anu Oskim B'Torah and they're not? So he says, because the first word, you should try whenever you can to start your day off, especially when the person's going to go to work, as Hashem. It's a good thing. Many Balabatim have, you know, before davening, they have a chavrusa for whatever it is. Start the day off with Torah. And he says, besides the mile of starting the day off with Kedusha, you know, it's an Indian to learn before davening. Because davening comes from your peh. And sometimes a peh might have things that are not pure. So we know when you kasher something, sometimes you need an esh, you need a fire to get rid of the b'li of issa. So the Torah, the Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu Chav Gimel, Halo kol devai ke'esh ne'um Hashem. So when a person's osik b'Torah before tefillah, he does a libun, so to speak, to his mouth. He burns out the impurities because he puts into his mouth the Eish HaTorah. He puts into his mouth the Eish HaTorah. And that's what the Pasuk says in Mishlei on page 20. Ki chayim heim lemotzeim. That the Torah is chayim to motzeim. To who he... Motzeim literally means, the Mitzvah David says, Hamotzei Chochmas HaTorah. If you find Chochmas HaTorah, it's going to be a rejuvenation for you. But the Gemara in Erevin on page 22 has a different word. He says, Kichayim heim lemotzeim chochmas HaTorah, al tikre lemotzeim elemotzieihem befeh. Kichayim heim lemotzeim is motzieihem befeh. Those who articulate the Torah. And that's what we see in this week's Parsha, as like the Mechaber Shita, Kishem Hashem Ekra. Only when you speak out Torah is there a Chiyuv Birkas HaTorah. Because the Iker of Torah is the saying of the Divrei Torah. It's the Omol Peh. It's the sharing, as the Rabbi Kivayger quotes, it's the sharing Divrei Torah. It's the speaking Divrei Torah. Because no one, like the Gemara Makkos says, if you're going to learn alone, you're going to make mistakes. And even if you want to learn alone, it's always good to speak it over with your friend. Say it over to your friend, to your Rebbe. Have a dialogue of Torah. And that's Kishem Hashem Ekra. But we only make a bracha, what? When it's Amelus. We speak and it's Amelus. But Moshe Rabbeinu, all the years, no Birkas HaTorah. The Tziv says, till Parshas Hazinu. And Parshas Hazinu was the first time that it's not Shechinah Medar Meres Mikroch Grono. Hashem wants it to be the regular way. They write it down and then read from the Sefer Torah with your voice. That's what it means. Atakisu Lachem Es Hashira Hazos. Moshe Ein Kain beforehand, it was just Moshe Rabbeinu. Of course, Moshe Rabbeinu was on that Madrega to warrant Shechinah Medar Meres Mikroch Grono, because he already put in his effort, so Hashem gave it to him. But on the Torah itself, since it was given to him, so to speak, with Matana, and it was Shechinah Medar Meres Mikroch Grono, he doesn't make a Birkas HaTorah. Only in the end, in Parshas Hazinu, do we finally hear the concept of a Birkas HaTorah. Because, like the Mefarshim, the Archaim HaKadosh writes in Parshas Truma, that things that you put an effort in, they're valuable. Things that come easy that you didn't put effort in, they're not as valuable. And to make a bracha, it's on something valuable, something that you put an effort to. And Bez Hashem, we're almost the end of this man. We're now going into Rosh Hashanah. And with Rosh Hashanah is all about Brias Adam. It's about Malchus, but it's also that man was created. And the ikar of the man's creation, that man is a medaber. So we have to heighten our dibur and make sure that our dibur is proper. That we speak to our friends, we should always speak with derech kavod. You should never put someone down. You should never speak to someone in a derogatory manner. You could disagree. Nothing wrong with disagreeing. But you have to speak with derech eretz, with lashon nekiyah. You can say the same thing in two different ways. And if you say it in a classy way, in a proper way, it'll make much more of a roshim. But adam la'omol yulad, it's the divrei Torah that come out of your mouth. It's the speaking of Torah. It's the amelus of the omol peh. It's the shem Hashem ekra. It's chaim heim lemotzeihem lemotzieh befeh. And that's what makes man different than the behemah. That he has the koach hadibur. He says he has kishem Hashem ekra. He calls out. He can speak divrei Torah. He's mashkimim, the Satmar Rebbe said. Because in the morning, before he davens, he wants to make sure his mouth is pure, like the Yonas and Ben Uziel says, the pei hei osios, before you get to what? To Shem Hashem Ekra. And the 21 words before you get to Shem Hashem Ekra. And that's where Mosai is, when we come into Rosh Hashanah, we come into this man of Hayom Haras Olam, which we assume means the world was created, but everyone agrees that it doesn't mean that. It means that man was created, because the world was created before. It was the sixth day, it was on Rosh Hashanah, as the Mefarshim point out. And the Koach Hadibur, Nefesh Chaya, the Targum said Ruach Memalala, it's that Koach Hadibur of man, it's his ability to speak. How you speak makes a tremendous difference in who you are, and how you view yourself, and how other people are going to view you. So the koach hadibur and the refinement of dibur is something that's very, very important. And we make a berkas haTorah, the dibur of Torah, according to the Gra, even on the Hegel Libi, but it's certainly according to the Mechaber, on the dibur Torah, kishem Hashem ekra, ovo godol olkeinu. This should bring a kiddush shem shemayim ba'olam, and we should bring, through our words of Torah, we should help Bezakeh the Rabbim, Bekadei Shem Shemayim, and we should all be Zoche for Aksiv V'chasim Atova, Ashnas Brocha, Ashnas Brius, Parnasa, Chol Tuv, Simcha, Brocha, Lanu, L'chol Beis Yisrael. Yes, so Sunday I'm going to be giving a shiur in the five towns. I don't know if it's going to work out with the timing. So Bez Hashem will have shiur on Monday.